You're listening to SBS News.
Dr. Bob Brown was born on December the 27th, 1944, in Oberon, New South Wales. He began his career as a surgeon in Canberra and later in London before he resettled in Launceston, Tasmania, where he became involved in the state's environmental movement while still practising as a GP. In 1972, he became a member of Australia's first Green Party, the United Tasmania Group, which many argue started the trend of green state-based independent parties. Australia's state-based Greens parties banded together in 1992 to form the Federal Australian Greens. In 1996, Dr. Brown entered the federal parliament, and 2 years later, he was the party's sole federal parliamentarian. While the Greens' growth is a reflection of both an increase in voters' environmental awareness and the political climate of the early 2000s, support at the federal level has plateaued in recent years. Dr. Peter Chen, a senior lecturer in the Department of Government and International Relations at the University of Sydney, explains.
The support for the Greens is interesting because certainly you're right when you say that, particularly under the leadership of Bob Brown at the national level, their Senate vote in the upper house reached 13%, and then it declined when he retired. It went down to about 8.6%. At the last election, it's come back to about 10%, which is roughly nationally where we see their level of support being. So I don't know if it's declined as much as plateaued. And I guess the other thing is that the Greens have been developing their success, particularly in local governments and to some extent at the state level in Australia, less at the federal level, because winning seats federally is actually quite, you know, much more difficult for small parties.
The party entered a supply and confidence agreement with Labor in 2010, with the two parties working together on a number of common issues. After 16 years in federal politics leading the Australian Greens, Mr. Brown resigned as the party leader in April 2012, halfway through his term. He handed over the leadership to MP Christine Milne, who he had worked alongside during the early days of his environmental activism in Tasmania. Many argued it would be the end of the Greens, an argument Dr. Brown described at the time as grossly inaccurate.
This isn't the first time we've done this. I left the Tasmanian Parliament and she took on the leadership, and there were all sorts of dismal proclamations about the end of the Greens. Well, look at us now. This party is set to grow. I remember well being in this Parliament as the only Green a decade ago. Here we are now 10.
Under Senator Milne's leadership, the Greens thrived, and in 2013, the party officially ended the agreement with Labor. At the time, Senator Milne accused Labor of siding with the mining industry and making coal seam gas development easier. Senator Milne claimed her party was the only one serious about tackling climate change, an issue she predicted would become more relevant in the future.
When you look around the world, it is extremely unusual to end up with majority government. In fact, it's the exception rather than the rule. This is the century where the overwhelming challenge is going to come from the environment as a result of global warming. That's going to impact on defence policy, impact on people moving around the world, on food scarcity, and that's why you're going to see both of the old parties decline over time and the rise of new parties like the Greens.
Richard Di Natale then took over the leadership role from Ms. Milne in 2015 before resigning as leader in 2020. Adam Bandt announced his candidacy for the leadership shortly after Mr. Di Natale's resignation, becoming leader in February 2020. Late last year, Mr. Bandt had this to say about the 2022 federal election.
We want to kick the Liberals out. We think Scott Morrison has been terrible on climate and also has turbocharged inequality and has a serial problem with telling the truth, and he's got to go. The Liberals have got to go. And so we would then, in that situation, in a power-sharing parliament, we would seek to work with Labor to support a change of government.
And it looks likely that climate change policy will be one of the key issues for voters when they are casting their ballots in this year's federal election. But Dr. Chen says with environmental concerns no longer only seen as a Greens issue, the party will have to further broaden its focus to attract voters.
Issues like climate change, you know, are really starting to become much more of focus in public discussion, and that they haven't been able to capitalise on that. Now, that might change, but also I think it shows you to some extent that some minor parties popularise ideas which are then taken up by major parties, and in a sense that kind of neutralises the minor party.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.